So with Paul Chesney from Chesney's, the Garden Press event. Paul, I saw you first at Chelsea, or I saw the product at Chelsea.
Yep.
Explain to us what happened at Chelsea.
Well, Chelsea was a huge success for us. We sold a lot of product. The concept that underpins the product was really well accepted, the idea of combining heating and cooking in one unit. Having said that we sold a lot, there were a lot of customers who would have loved to have bought the product who simply couldn't afford it, given the price point. So we've spent the winter re-engineering one of the models, and we're now able to offer a heating and cooking solution with all the same functionality as the original product range for £1,499.
And that's this model here?
And that is this model here, which we're calling the Heat and Grill. Right. Has all the functionality that the range did last year, with the baffle that comes down to protect you when you're cooking, stop the heat getting to you.
Yes, yeah.
Baffle comes up, and you throw the wood in and go into heating mode.
So you don't have to have a fire. You actually cook on this, but the fire is down.
The fire is down at the bottom.
Yes,
now,
yes.
There are two things about that. One is you never end up burning any of the food you're cooking.
Right,
and if you're a useless barbecuer like me, you still don't burn anything.
Okay, right.
Second thing is, because we're using the wood-burning technology, which gives us fantastic control over the combustion process, it's adjustable to a degree of sensitivity that no normal barbecue is,
really?
In terms of the heat you can achieve when you're cooking, the speed at which you can change the heat to cook on.
Yeah.
So it's a great cooking appliance, but obviously unique in as much as when you finish cooking, you've got this outdoor heater that doesn't chuck any smoke out at all, gives you a lovely view of the fire.
And how does it not chuck smoke out?
It's because it... Again, going back to our sort of heritage in wood-burning stoves, we've taken that technology and put it into this product. So the combustion processes that allow us to sell a wood-burning stove to be used in London, it's approved by DEFRA,
yes,
as being a clean burn appliance, all of that's gone into the barbecue heater. So there is no pollution in a way that you would normally get it.
Because I noticed the flue comes out...
Yep.
So the flue comes out before the way you're cooking. So
absolutely.
Which is completely different from the way a barbecue works.
Indeed. Yeah. And it has to operate with this flue to assist the combustion process. And what you'll find is, once you've started cooking and heating, you won't see any smoke.
Right.
At all.
Does that mean that you don't actually get the smoke from the wood on the food, or
you will get the smoke from the wood on the food? So if you want the food to be flavoured with the wood that you're burning,
you are going to get some smoke coming up. Yeah.
Well, but because the way the appliance works, it circulates the smoke that is being generated to burn off all the particulates before they finally go out of the chimney.
Right, okay.
But that doesn't lose you the lovely taste or smell that you'll get from cooking over a particular type of wood. So that's an update on what we launched last year, just at a more affordable price point.
Yes.
So potentially, a wider group of customers can buy into that.
And this is just a heater.
This we developed again over the winter in response to a lot of people saying, love the product, but we already have a barbecue, but we love the outdoor heating aspect to it, but we don't really want to buy something that does both of those things.
Right.
So this is a heat only product, outdoor heater. Again, clean in just the same way as the barbecue is, giving you a great view of the fire, and none of the smoke and inconvenience that you would associate with a fire pit, say, where depending on which way the wind is blowing, you're going to get covered in smoke.
Right.
With this, you just sit around it and it chucks the heat out all night long.
And therefore it's arguably better than an infrared burner.
Way better, way better. And it's clean and it's environmentally sound and, all of those good things.
And I guess because it's it actually emits heat from the whole way around.
It radiates heat, yeah. You can be sitting 7-8 feet away from this and really feel the warmth.
Right, okay. So tell me about Chesney's company. Are you UK-based or American-based?
We're UK-based, but we do have sort of worldwide connections in as much as we've got quite a big showroom in Manhattan.
Yes.
We've got warehousing just outside New York, and we distribute through the States from there.
Right.
We've got showrooms in Shanghai, Beijing and Shenzhen in China. We've got our two showrooms in London.
Right.
And we supply around about 150 independent retailers through the UK and Europe with our range of products.
And this is your range of products that are log burners.
Log burners, fire surrounds, and also increasingly the heat range. These barbecue heaters we're now selling in Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Germany.
And are you going to sell them just through your existing retailers, or are you looking for garden centres to stock the products as well?
Yeah, we're looking for garden centres. Well, what we're doing is operating it on the basis that we pay a commission on any sales that a reseller, well, not effectively a reseller, but a garden centre, one of our existing dealers would make. We transact the whole thing, so put it through our website. We would make the sale, organise the delivery, do everything, and the partner would take 20% on the value of that sale.
Right, okay, so it's going to be difficult for a garden centre to actually have a stock of these in
that wouldn't store. That wouldn't generally be the model that we would work. Right. However, we're very, very flexible in our approach, and if someone was to say to us, look, we actually like the idea of holding these, stocking them, selling them, I'm sure we'd look at that.
Because I would have thought the garden centres would want to have one on display or even one operating to
yeah.
show people
well,
how it works.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that we're looking at doing is we have a really impressive show vehicle, and we're quite keen to partner with garden centres to put it into those at weekends. We'll staff it, do a promotion to engage people in the idea and the product.
Yes.
So we're exploring lots of options,
yes.
and we're very, very keen to tie up with as many garden centres as possible.
Right, okay, and if a garden centre wants to get in touch, who do they contact?
They should contact Hugh Williams at Chesney's. He's our trade sales director.
Right, okay, good.
But it's a channel that we're incredibly keen to develop.